Deutsche Welle News.
This is Wilhelmine Lafitte in Bonn. The ongoing violence in Syria is the main topic of a meeting of UN Security Council foreign ministers in New York this Monday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon opened the meeting, saying the violence in Syria amounted to crimes against humanity.
The International Commission of Inquiry for Syria concluded that Syrian government forces have committed widespread, systematic, and gross human rights violations amounting to crimes against humanity.
Russia, along with China, continues to block any resolution in the Council. Activists in Syria say more than 50 civilians were killed in a massacre by pro-government gunmen in the opposition stronghold of Homs on Monday, most of them women and children. The Syrian government confirmed the deaths but has blamed armed terrorist gangs. Kofi Annan, the UN and Arab League peace envoy, is urging diplomacy. Annan held talks over the weekend with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and is due to meet with the opposition Syrian National Council in Ankara on Tuesday. The UN Security Council is also discussing the escalating tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. The Middle East Quartet, the United Nations, the US, the European Union and Russia have called on both sides to end what it called provocative actions. Israeli warplanes again pounded the Gaza Strip on Monday, targeting militants who fired nearly 200 rockets at Israeli towns close to the Gaza border since Friday. An estimated 23 Palestinians have been killed in 4 days of Israeli airstrikes. Anger is growing in Afghanistan over a shooting rampage by a US soldier in which 16 civilians were killed while they slept in their homes. The Afghan parliament has condemned the attack that took place early on Sunday morning as brutal and inhumane and is calling for the soldier to face public trial in Afghanistan. US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton expressed shock at the killings and sent America's condolences to the families of the victims and the people of Afghanistan.
This is not who we are, and the United States is committed to seeing that those responsible are held accountable.
The Taliban has warned it will take revenge for the killings. You're listening to DW News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has made a one-day trip to visit German troops in Mazar-i-Sharif in northern Afghanistan. There she paid her respects to the 52 German soldiers killed in the country over the past 10 years. Merkel also confirmed that German forces based in Afghanistan will leave by 2014, as agreed, and hand security control of the country to Afghanistan's own forces. Germany has almost 5,000 troops deployed in the country, the third largest contingent in the NATO-led ISAF force. Fierce ethnic clashes over cattle rustling have killed around 200 people in South Sudan over the weekend. Authorities say 150 others were injured and around 300 women and children have been abducted. Yongle's state governor said around 100,000 cows were stolen on Friday and Saturday when cattle raiders from the Merli community attacked another ethnic group living in neighbouring Upper Nile State. The latest attacks appears to be reprisals for a wave of ethnic violence and cattle raids in the same area in January. The United Nations highest court, the International Court of Justice, has started hearing a request by Belgium to force Senegal to prosecute former Chad dictator Hissène Habré for crimes against humanity or to extradite him. Belgium accuses Habré, dubbed Africa's Pinochet, of masterminding atrocities during his brutal 8-year rule. Habré has lived in a luxury villa in Senegal's capital Dakar since rebels ousted him in 1990, and has become a symbol of Africa's inability to try leaders from the continent accused of rights abuses. Senegal has refused to extradite Habré to Brussels despite repeated requests. 9 northern African countries, including Libya, Algeria and Egypt, have agreed to tighten border security. They want to clamp down on militia clashes and weapons smuggling in the wake of the Arab Spring uprisings. The so-called Tripoli plan will see the 9 nations share intelligence and invest more money into border towns. Repeated clashes in poorly policed border zones have pushed the issue up the political agenda in recent months. Africans fleeing war and famine also use porous borders to make their way illegally to European Union countries such as Italy and Greece. I'm Wilhelmine Lafitte, DW News.